Good morning. It's Brother Marlon here. I want to thank each one of you for calling in, listening, and may the Word of God wash you this morning. This morning I'd like to speak about a need that we all have in our life, and that is what I would consider the beauty of confession. Confession is a way that we get to know God. Confession is a way of clearing our hearts. Confession is a way of communicating our wrongs. In Joshua 7:19, we have the story of Achan. And verse 19, it says, "And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell him now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me." And what I want to point out there is, it says, I pray thee, glory to the God of Israel. I'm sorry, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the God of Israel. And here, when Achan was going to make, for Achan to make a confession, it was going to bring glory to God. I think it's important that we remember that, as you know, confession isn't just hanging a dirty laundry out on the line. Confession isn't just, oh, I failed again. But a true confession where you're actually truly repenting or truly bringing out the truth, why, is actually bringing glory to God. Now, if you know your Bible, you know that Achan ended up dying. That was the Old Testament law. In the New Testament times, the time that we're living in, we also, through confession, will end up dying. Except the old man dies off. Especially, I'm thinking of repentance for sin. When you get born again, repenting and confessing. When you confess your sin, your old man dies just like Achan had to die. But then the new man rises up and walks in the new power that you have in God. That is just one aspect of confessing. There are many different ones. One is you confess your needs. Confess your needs to your brother, to your sisters, to your friends, to your family, and it becomes a prayer request. Make a prayer for you. Confess your joy. You can confess your joy, and it's a time of rejoicing. And something good happens to you. You also confess that to people. You don't just confess just your needs, but your joy and allow the joy of the Lord to flow into your heart, and that the people know why there's joy in your life, that God again gets glory. One other point I'd just like to look at is confessing. There's one of the most important things in our life, other than confessing for salvation, is what Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 32. Jesus was pretty strong on this point, and it says, Matthew 10, verse 32. And like I said, Jesus was pretty strong on this point, where he was pretty adamant that we confess him to all men. In verse 10:32, it says, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven." Here we can see that confession again isn't just telling people about yourself, but definitely tell about Jesus to all men. And in return, Jesus will confess us to our Heavenly Father if we tell other people about him. And he's very strong. Here in verse 33 it says, "But whosoever shall deny me before men, Gamor, I also deny you before my Father which is in heaven. So there you get a picture that the opposite of confession is actually denial. And how many people live in denial? They don't get out of there. They never have victory over sin. They never have victory over their own flesh. And because they refuse to confess it, they just continue to live in denial. But here Jesus has made it very clear. Confess me before him, before men. Him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. So if you open your mouth and speak to other people about Jesus, then he will open his mouth and speak to God about you. If you don't, then he can deny you. Well, God bless you and have a wonderful day.